Hello and a very good morning. You are listening to Money Control's daily podcast, which brings you the best of our Editor's Picks newsletter in an audio format. This exclusive newsletter is curated 5 days a week by Money Control's managing editor, Nalin Mehta, and now you can listen to it on the go. So let's dive into today's top stories. With the April 2 deadline for Donald Trump's tariffs looming, India could lower tariffs on automobiles to keep the engagement with the US going till the Quad Summit in New Delhi in September, or until a bilateral trade agreement is finalized, reports Shweta Punj. Union Commerce Minister Piyush Goyal returned from Washington over the weekend after meeting his US counterpart Howard Lutnick along with his team. Indian drug makers are also weighing an overhaul of their US operations, including portfolio recast and changes in manufacturing to stay profitable, reports Vishwanath Pilla. With thin EBITDA margins of 5-15%, Indian drug makers may be forced to exit unviable products, shift manufacturing to the US, or pass on the tariff cost to customers to mitigate the impact of tariffs. On India's overall approach to the Trump challenge, Sunil Sanghai, president of the India chapter of the Paris-based International Chamber of Commerce, told Adrija Chatterjee that New Delhi should be careful in reducing tariffs and diversify its risks by increasing exports to European Union, ASEAN countries and emerging economies. India's richest temple trust, Tirumala Tirupati Devasthanam, will likely pay a lower percentage of tax in financial year 25 than it did last year. Ishan Gera writes that the temple trust will pay less than 1.5% goods and service tax in financial year 25 compared to 1.65% in FY24 on its annual income of Rs. 4,774 crore. Vaishno Devi in Jammu, another rich temple, will also pay a lesser percentage. This is because the amount of money these temples receive through donations has increased. Temples don't pay GST on offerings, donations, or religious ceremonies. They only do so for commercial activities such as renting premises or running souvenir shops. A recent tax notice from GST administrators to Sri Padmanabha Swami Temple in Thiruvananthapuram have led to a political fisticuff between BJP and Congress over taxation rules for temples. Demat account additions also hit a 21-month low in February with just 1.92 million new accounts added in the month, reports Ravindra Sonawane. He writes that decline is also driven by reduced activity in the derivatives market following stricter SEBI rules. Sonawane has another interesting story on how the market downturn isn't just hitting listed stocks. Unlisted shares too are taking a hit, but their fall has been much more moderate in comparison. Building on SEBI's October measures to curb excessive trading and options, Anant Narayan, a whole-time member of SEBI, spoke exclusively to Asha Menon on the regulator's latest February 24 consultation paper, saying, "It's invaluable for controlling risks of concentration and possible manipulation." Also check out lawyer V. Shunmugam's piece on our pages today on new SEBI chairman Tuhin Kanta Pandey's speech a couple of days ago at Money Control's Global Wealth Summit 2025. This was Pandey's first appearance as SEBI chief on a public platform, and Shunmugam writes that the vision Pandey outlined for India's capital market is reassuring. Especially his focus on regulatory transparency and a tech-driven financial ecosystem rather than disruptive changes. India's Champions Trophy triumph also marked a new world record in digital viewership, going past 6.1 crore concurrent viewers. This marks the highest number of people simultaneously watching a live event, reports Money Control. The total viewership for the final touched 90 crore, way higher than 60 crore people who watched the India-Pakistan match earlier in the tournament. And finally, cricketer Ajinkya Rahane is exploring bets in agri-tech and AI and is looking to expand the pool of startups that he is investing in. Rahane told Maryam Faruqi that one of his latest investments is an Internet of Things startup that appeared on the reality show Shark Tank India. That's all for today's episode. Thank you for tuning in. If you have any feedbacks or topics you'd like to discuss, feel free to reach out to us. Until then, stay informed and stay ahead with Money Control.